everyone, good morning and welcome to Voices of Brittany 2828. My name is Miss Waymeyer and I have some of my lovely, lovely, lovely kiddos. They are also some of my drama thespians in the house. My drama thespians, say hi.
Hi.
I need more. It's Friday. Come on.
Hi.
And we have Miss Halbert and Mr. Collier's class. Everyone, say hi to the screen.
What's up?
Say hi to the people that will be listening. So today, in honor of the Mars landing, we and my kiddos are going to be talking about Mae Jamison, and we're going to be dropping some knowledge. So first up, it is going to be Milo. Milo's going to share a little bit.
Mae Jamison is the first African-American female astronaut. In 1992, she flew into space aboard the Endeavour, becoming the first African-American woman in space.
Did you guys know that we landed on Mars yesterday?
No. Oh, yeah, I knew.
We landed on Mars. Does anyone know why we landed on Mars? Because we're about to live there. Okay. Anyone else? That's true.
It's life form.
Does anyone really know, So is it just a...
Because it's there.
Because it's there.
And it has water.
And it has water.
There's deeper life forms because aliens are real.
Yes. So now we have Taylor. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Taylor.
She's a little nervous, y'all. So she's gonna explain a little bit more. Go.
Okay. Who is Mae Jamison? Mae Jamison is an American astronaut and a physician.
Physician. Yes.
Physician, who on June 4th, 1987, became the first African American woman to be admitted to NASA's astronaut training program. On September 12, 1992, Jamison finally flew into space with six other astronauts aboard the Endeavour. Endeavour on missions STS-47, becoming the first African American woman in space.
Awesome. Has anyone in here thought about being like an astronaut?
I've thought about it, but
you can do that. Is it a lot? Is it really, a lot of criteria to become an astronaut? I'm assuming so, because they have a lot of stuff that they have to do.
It's probably not that fun to, be in a spaceship.
I would probably freak out, totally. I would freak out and be scared. Okay, so. So, you would just do that part. Okay. All right, everyone, we have Casey. Casey, say hi, y'all.
Hi.
She's the one that says we're going to live at Mars, so.
Jamison was born on October 17th, 1956, in Decatur, Alabama. She went to Cornell University Medical College, Morgan Park High School, and Stanford University.
Thank you. Thank you, Casey. All right, and now we have Addie. Addie, say hi.
Hi.
To the people.
Hello.
All right, so we are going to go and talk about... You know, it's Friday when you can't figure out your notes. And hopefully, I think I probably lost some of our information, because it's Friday. So, after hearing this, does anyone else want to be, an astronaut?
Me.
We have one. Beep, 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 beep. All right, we're going to do, here we go. And you'll read that part.
Following her return to the United States in 1985, Jamison made a career change and decided to follow a dream she had nurtured for a long time. In October, she applied for admission to NASA's astronaut training program. The Challenger disaster of January 1986 delayed the selection process, but when she reapplied a year later, Jamison was one of the 15 candidates chosen from a field of about 2,000.
Thank you! And lastly, we're going to wrap it up with Mae Jamison with Miss Lila. Miss Lila, say hi to the people.
Hi.
There you go. You're going to read this part.
On June 4th,
1987, Jemison became the first African-American woman to be admitted into the NASA astronaut training program. After more than a year of training, she became the first African-American woman astronaut, earning the title of Science Mission Specialist, a job that would make her responsible for conducting crew-related scientific experiments on the space shuttle.
All right, everyone. So, can we give a hand clap to everyone that... Thank you. Well, everyone listening, we hope you enjoyed our Friday edition of Voices of Brittany 28 Under 28. We hope you have a great weekend. Till next time, happy learning, y'all.